This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, we're being told that the EMS team, paramedics, had wanted to come in to the Florida school to help administer immediate life-saving treatment and were stopped as well and blocked from entering the school. I want to kind of talk to you about the protocol with that. That's actually normal. We don't really let our first responders go in to a scene where they could be killed, because then how do they help people when they need to? We need to make sure the scene is secure. But we'll tell you what's going on, because apparently the EMS responders didn't care and they wanted to risk their lives. You know, are they allowed to do that? And God bless everyone who wanted to help these kids. Speaking of kids, apparently children can't hold a pencil that well. Children are using so much technology that they cannot hold their pencils. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, for those of us that have varicose veins, we are at elevated risk for a deep vein thrombosis or a blood clot that could travel to our lungs or travel to the brain. Not really fun, but unfortunately something we're at risk for. And those of you that drink heavily, right, when you're younger and go, you want to know what? I'm in my 40s or 50s or 60s. I'm good. I matured. So whatever I did when I was young, you know, clean slate, not entirely. They're saying young men's drinking is tied to later liver disease. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we begin, Lisa writes on Facebook, Doctor, please tell me why so many people are against banning guns. She writes, how many more school shootings do we have to endure? Are all these politicians sick in the head? Would love your analysis. So I don't know if you guys have been watching social media, but, you know, parents are people are beside themselves. You know, they're sending their kids to school and we're in a state of panic, which is not what we want other people to see. We want to look like we have our, we're a united front and we're not in a state of chaos. But, you know, as long as nobody in other countries are listening between you and I, yeah, this is pretty chaotic. This is kind of a mess. And also on social media, you see a lot of jokes going around. There's a picture of, I saw this on Facebook today. If school officials were armed with guns, they showed the type of gun we would give a teacher. Yeah, it looked like a revolver or whatever. And then they showed a gun with a silencer given to a librarian. Are you kidding me, really? Okay, come on, it's too soon for those types of jokes. You know, because then the librarians would be so librarians' guns would have silencers. Okay, pretty stupid people. But, you know, everybody's trying to cope in their own way to figure out how to prevent the next mass shooting. So Lisa, as well as it looks like a lot of other people, are just dumbfounded why the idea to ban assault rifles or semi-automatic weapons isn't a done deal. And so if I could just kind of analyze, and again, this is more political psychology, I need to take a step back, and again, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm one side or the other. I mean, I think it's ridiculous for these kids to get these guns and shoot up our kids. However, politicians cannot be reactive. One such example of reacting without thinking it through is what happened with the narcotics. in our state, and I bring this up because, again, it's very indicative and illustrative of how politicians do things. People were demanding that something gets done for the opioid deaths, and we had in Nevada 400 opioid-related overdose deaths. Now, we don't know if it was because of heroin. We don't know. We don't have the statistics. I mean, the citizens don't. The voters don't. We don't know which exact opioid it was. But politicians reacted by putting all these rules and regulations on medical doctors and medical professionals who prescribe opiates, to the point that many doctors don't want to prescribe them at all and are saying, to heck with this. And it leaves the average citizen wondering, you know, wait a second. Yeah, 400 people dying a year is a lot, but how is going after the family doctor who's writing a Vicodin helping with, you know, with this situation if people are using heroin? And I understand gateway drugs, et cetera, but they reacted so quickly, you know, because they're politicians, that now we have a state of chaos when it comes to how we're going to deal with pain medications for people who need them chronically. And people who really need them. So now we look at the weapons issue, okay? And let's say politicians just right off the bat say, all right, okay, let's start banning guns. Let's start banning assault rifles, semi-automatic rifle, bump stocks, which I agree with the bump stocks. I do agree with that. Let's just start banning weapons. And I understand. I mean, this is a very, very emotional time. Nobody wants our children. Nobody wants our children killed. Nobody wants that. I get that. Okay, well, are we going to get rid of all the guns? Okay, if we ban them, no. We still have illegal guns coming to this country all the time. Are semi-automatic weapons used in all these school shootings? No. There's been handguns used. I mean, in fact, there's a listing I'm looking at right now of weapons used in mass shootings. Some of them, the weapons were undetermined. Some of them were Glocks. So then the next thing that has to happen, if we're going down that path, is if somebody's not going to use a semi-automatic weapon or rifle because they can't get it, does that mean we've stopped that crime completely? No, they may get another weapon, or they may find another way to hurt kids. And then do we have to ban those weapons? So now we start banning Glocks. Now we start banning knives. Now we start banning cars. You know, if somebody says that beer is the number one drink that's causing drunk driving deaths, would anybody mind a politician, right, bringing up a bill saying ban beer? Yeah, everybody would go crazy. They're like, whoa, wait a second. But if it's not beer, someone's going to drink something else. You know, think it through. And so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, saving one life is worth it. But we could be going down a path, and I'm just telling you what politicians are thinking, where then they have no control over what gets banned, and before you know it, we can't ourselves own a weapon to protect ourselves, which is why they're taking their time to think this through. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, we'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never! And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Before we move on, J.A., initials J.A., writes, I'm a teacher. And I can't see the word on air, blank, that we are having a conversation about teachers being armed without talking to teachers. I can't tell if it's a she or he. Give me a gun. Let me protect my students for blank sake. You know, that brings up a good point. Has anybody asked the teachers what they want to do? By the way, I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. I do want to apologize to teachers because I have been you know, partaken in the conversation. And I haven't, like, you know, posted on Facebook what, you know, teachers want. I usually do want your guys' opinion. And I had made an opinion myself the other day that I want to apologize for. I had agreed that we don't force all teachers to be armed if they don't want to, that these teachers have to be adept, gun adept, and they have to be able to make that decision, that split-second decision, to shoot a shooter. And for some of us teachers who look at these kids as our babies, who we've watched grow up and we've taught, there's a chance that some of us may think twice and go, oh, no, no, that's little Johnny. I can't kill little Johnny. And so they have to be the teachers who choose to do this. I mean, we can't force it on anybody who doesn't want to. I think that would be an absolute mistake. But for those who say, yeah, I'll do it. Don't be so gung-ho. I mean, will you be able to, you know, take out? And again, you know, when you do this, it's not about maiming. It's about, you know, stopping the shooter in their tracks, which would mean killing them. You know, how many teachers would be able to kill one of their students? And for some of us teachers, we call them our babies. I have medical students, you know? They're all my babies. Not my babies. In fact, I went a little too far. There was a event that we were working on this weekend, and we had to be at school for multiple hours, about 7 hours. And so I purposely didn't ask the younger medical students because they had a big test on Monday. And the older medical students were there, which was fine. And I find out that one of the little baby medical students, the younger students, was there. And when I found out, you can see the older students trying to cover him up, trying to, you know, prevent me from going over there because it was like a mom who was furious. I was like, what? What are you doing here? You got a test. Who said you could be here? And he's like, no, I'm good. I got my studying all done. I'm good. I can be here. And I go, well, then you leave early. He's like, I don't want to leave early. And I'm like, all right, you can stay, but you better do good on your test. And I mean, I didn't even mean to. I'm a teacher, for crying out loud. And you go into mommy mode. You really do. You get into mommy mode. And so, you know, I feel very comfortable with guns. I feel I would definitely volunteer to want to conceal carry, but I got to be honest. I have to be honest. If it is one of my baby students, I would probably think twice. I'm not going to lie about that. When you have an emotional connection with somebody, okay, you may tell yourself, oh, no, because if they're shooting my other babies, I'm going to be, and I may. And, you know, and you may be, in the zone if, God forbid, that happens. But you need to be really honest about yourself and say, you know, look, is there that chance that I might hesitate? And if you are one to hesitate and you're standing there with a gun, you're going to be the next victim. And now the shooter has another weapon. So this has to be done. You know, and this has to be, executed, you know, very carefully. Now, you know, everybody asks, well, what do they do in Israel? Well, in Israel, they have armed guards at schools. How many per school? I don't know. And every teacher is gun trained if they're an Israeli citizen. Why? Because they all had to go through the army. When you're 18, you all enlist in the military. And everybody learns how to use a gun. Now, does it mean everybody carries? No. Not everybody carries, especially religious. So, you know, some may have a gun permit, but usually they'll keep their gun at home. Not necessarily are all Israeli teachers armed. Now, how often do Israeli school shootings happen? Well, I don't hear much about that. I don't hear much about it. Thank God. Maybe it's because there's always armed guards. There's always, you know, the average person knows that they will be taken down in a second. What was that shooting that happened at LAX years ago? It was on 4th of July, and it started in El Al, the El Al terminal. Not the El Al terminal, but, where El Al Airlines was. And somebody behind the counter took that shooter out immediately. And so, Israelis, they go all Mossad on you. I mean, they're not going to mess around. And we in America, we just don't have that reputation of you mess with an American. We used to. We used to have that reputation. You mess with an American, you will be taken down. No, we don't have that reputation because those of us that are gun savvy are ridiculed, are called every name in the book, accused of things, and so many people keep it quiet that they're adept with a gun. Maybe that's not what we need to do. You know, if somebody thinks that they're going to be shot and not able to carry out their plan, they may think twice. And I agree with J.A., the initial J.A., why isn't anybody asking the teachers? Are we polling teachers? Are we talking to teachers? Are we interviewing teachers? What do teachers want? Teachers' lives are at stake also. Look what that football coach had to do. That football coach became a human shield for his students. God bless him. May he rest in peace during the Florida school shooting. I mean, we're forcing our teachers and our coaches to be naked and to be vulnerable and not able to help their students. You know, many of us at work have had to now, over the past week or so, go through additional active shooter training. And so we're learning how to barricade a door, and we're learning how to close the door and maybe shut the light or learn how to escape. And, you know, one thing that I was trained on is, I guess, throw things at his head if you don't have, you know, a weapon. And, I mean, we don't have the tools that we need. I think the opinions of teachers should be first and foremost, not the opinions of Democrats, not the opinions of Republicans, not the opinion of President Trump, not the opinion of Nancy Pelosi. The opinions of the teachers, to me, count the most. They're the ones whose lives are also at risk, and they are the ones that are in the hot targets right now. Well, with Sandy Hook, I believe the principal and teachers, again, had to barricade themselves. All they had was their body. Is there any bulletproof, you know, shelves? Are there any bulletproof tables? Is there anything else? I mean, we look so weak and vulnerable to anybody planning this. We look so unprepared. Throwing Crayolas at an active shooter is not going to help. Having armed people and multiple on site that could take a person out, having security measures such that every alarm in a 3-mile radius goes off if somebody enters the campus with a gun. These are the things that we should have. And we don't. It's frustrating. So God bless any of you that teach students coach and are at risk as our children are. And yes, I do want to hear your opinion. Now, some teachers may say, no, I don't want the gun. That's fine. And thank you for being honest. If you're going to just stand there with a gun not knowing what to do and somebody's going to grab the gun out of your hand, thank you for making us aware. You're doing us a great service. Thank you. That's fine. You don't have to. But if you want armed guards, if you want more security, you know, I think the average teacher would probably not want assault rifles to be out there, but they are. They are. They're there. You know, this is great that they're, increasing the age limit and the age requirement for someone to purchase a gun and take a gun. But Adam Lanza took his mother's gun. Laws aren't going to stop mass killings. We as citizens are going to have to. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So children, we are finding out, are having a hard time holding their pens and pencils. Why? Because of excessive use of technology, according to pediatric physicians. Apparently they say an overuse of touchscreen phones and tablets is preventing children's finger muscles from developing sufficiently to enable them to hold a pencil correctly. That is scary, but it makes a lot of sense. Sorry. According to Sally Payne, that pediatric occupational therapist at the Heart of England Foundation NHS Trust, they say children are not coming into school with hand strength and dexterity they had 10 years ago. Children coming into school are being given a pencil but are increasingly not able to hold it because they don't have the fundamental movement skills. To be able to grip a pencil and move it, you need strong control of the fine muscles in your fingers. Children need lots of opportunity to develop those skills. Lord have mercy. Man. So, how do we hold a pencil? I changed the way I hold a pencil. I basically wrap my index finger around it and hold it with my thumb, and my three fingers are loose, and that's how I write, because I was getting a big, huge bump on my middle finger, and I didn't want the big bump, the big callus on my middle finger, so the way I write, I hold a pen and pencil very differently now. But there's a bunch of different ways, okay? You have the dynamic tripod, and the tripod is where you almost hold them like chopsticks, where you have your thumb, index, and middle fingers working together, allowing the small coordinated movements. Now, a lot of kids will just wrap their thumb around it, like hold it like a knife. And the thumb used to stabilize the pencil doesn't allow them to have the fine motor movements like using the index finger. Another thing that's wrong is the five-finger grasp a lot of these kids are doing, where the movement is initiated by the little finger. So they're using their pinky to write with the pencil. And then you have the upright tripod grasp where the pencil is held low and is not resting between the thumb and index finger. I really should teach you all how I do it. I don't know how I call it, but the way I write, it actually, I get to use a lot of, I can't explain it, but it works for me and it doesn't give me a big callus. Anyway, Dr. Payne said the nature of play has changed. It's easier to give a child an iPad than encouraging them to do muscle-building play, like building blocks, cutting and sticking, or pulling toys and ropes. Because of this, they're not developing the underlying foundation skills they need to grip and hold a pencil. I think she's actually right with this. So, weekly sessions with occupational therapists looks like has been now prescribed for many kids. They talk about a 6-year-old Patrick having to do this, and his mother blames herself. She gave Patrick technology to play with, to the virtual exclusion of the more traditional toys. So he was gripping his pencil like cavemen held sticks. And that's at home. Are you giving kids pencils? No. Well, see, I used to, as a kid, chew on a pencil. I don't know how much lead I've absorbed. I will still bite a pencil. I chew on pencil erasers. I sink my teeth into pencils. I love chewing on things. I don't understand why. It's not an oral fixation. It's just I like to sink my teeth into things. That's why I like meat. I just think that's cool. And Play-Doh. Oh, my gosh. I love the smell of Play-Doh. It is so delicious. I love, and this is, I know this is going to freak you guys out, but I love new Band-Aids, fresh new Band-Aid smells, and I love to bite the square part of the clean Band-Aid, gauze down. And I just love the rubbery Band-Aid. I'll chew on bandages. I'll fold a Band-Aid up and gnaw on it. I don't know why. Yeah, I do that. I'm 29 years old, and I still do that. I just do. I don't have a lot of Band-Aids around, but it's sterile, so I'm not hurting myself. And I love chewing on Band-Aids. That's just me. Yeah, it's a problem. Why did I bring that up? Oh, that's why I like pencils. But so my mom, she took the pencils away from me. She's like, well, that's ridiculous. You're going to stick the pencil in your mouth. That's stupid. What are you doing? Oh, the other thing I do with the pencils, I stick it in my ear. I love scratching my ear with pencil eraser. It is so soothing. And I'll sit there and scratch my ear, and then I'll lose the pencil eraser in my ear. I don't know what is wrong with me. I am fascinated with pencils, but I don't have any. I keep them away from me. Okay, so what do we do about this with our kids and grandkids or whatever? We got to have them go outside. They need to play in the mud. They need to dig rocks and dig up shells and dig up snails and play with worms, and try to grab crickets, and grab cockroaches. I mean, when was the last time you allowed your kid to dig up a worm, and bring it in the house, and play with it, and fiddle with it, or play with a roly-poly? We don't. We're so afraid of infectious disease, we freak out. You know, I would bring poop home. I didn't know it was poop. Now we got to worry about the hantavirus and plague, so you don't want to touch rat, rodent poop by any means. But, I mean, I would be like, Mom, look at these rocks. They're very smooth and brown. She goes, that's poop. I can't tell you what she called it. I learned how to cuss very early on when I was a kid. But anyway, so I didn't get to play with poop like I wanted to. But, I mean, this is the stuff you did. You stuck your fingers in holes. You took Play-Doh. You squeezed it. You know, and these kids don't do that. And they're not interested in it. Once computers came out, they are so much more fascinating. So you need to really do arts and crafts today. And by the way, parents will think, or grandparents or aunts, uncles, babysitters will think the kids won't want that. Okay? They're like, well, the kids aren't interested in that, so let's go the lazy way out. Give them something that they can entertain themselves so I can sit there and watch Netflix. No, if you have a whole bunch of colored paper and some safe scissors, right, with the round edges, and some glue and glitter, oh my gosh, even boys love glitter. I mean, it's glitter. And you crack open a Crayola box with all the different color crayons and tell them to go to town, they'll do that. And by the way, you can still watch Netflix. Tell your kid to draw what he wants his house to look like later, or what his car should look like later, or the castle, or their pet. Okay? You know, if you could live anywhere, draw me your home. That's going to take them a good 25 minutes. And then after they draw it, tell them to color it. And then tell them to put a border around it. You have to tell them it's steps. You can't tell them, okay, look, I need to watch a 45-minute show, so I want you to draw it out, then I want you to color, then I want you to cut a border, then I want you to add some snowflakes to it and sprinkle with glitter. Can't do that. You got to think of them one at a time. So you pause, you look at it, go, oh my gosh, that looks so good, yay. Okay, good. Now add this and show me. They'll go and add it and show you. You can still watch your TV show. Listen, I get that. I'm an adult too. I could not sit there and watch my kid color. And then they color outside the lines. Or what really bothers me is when they take two colors that don't match. I'm like, why are you doing orange and pink? You're going to give me a migraine. Well, because I want it really bright. And I'm trying to find bright colors. Oh, to heck with that. My favorite color is blue. Color blue. But the sun's not blue, Mommy. I don't care. I can't look at that anymore. Oh, my gosh. One of my kids made some paper mache thing. And it looked like somebody who had, I guess, every mental illness out there and was in a contorted physical stance. And my kid brings it home from school, and he goes, Mommy, that's you. I wanted to throw it out, and I couldn't. We still have it. And my kid is so proud of it. I got to look at this thing. Tell me, that's not me. It's ugly. But I can't say that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm sure many of you guys have seen this video. This is so tragic. A North Carolina man was walking with his selfie stick and videotaping him going for a walk. And he had exchange words with someone on the side of the road, and then he was killed, and he actually videotaped his own murder. Prentice Robinson, 55 years old, had just left the police station where he had reported one of his phones stolen. He was filming himself with his selfie stick, and then he saw somebody on the side of the road and said, "You're on live." And then 4 gunshots were fired. And a man, Douglas Colson, has been arrested for allegedly shooting him. The gunman, police say, was armed with a long-barreled gun, was seen quickly walking over the camera as he flees the scene. The Wingate Police Department said Mr. Colson was questioned yesterday, but was not arrested at the time. On Tuesday morning, he turned himself into police after they issued a warrant for his arrest. And the shooting occurred at about 10 a.m. local time on Monday. And it was near Charlotte, North Carolina, and the city near Wingate University. And police said Mr. Robinson would often go on Facebook Live to expose problems in the neighborhood. He was seen in a video complaining that a family member had stolen one of his mobile phones. Everybody was in shock, just absolute shock. Apparently, he identifies himself as a musician from Atlanta. He spent much of his life in Wingate, and he also graduated from the local high school. And it was broad daylight, 10 a.m. in the morning. And he's just walking around, talking, doing a Facebook Live, you know, educating people, saying hi to somebody, letting them know that they're live, and the guy shoots him, kills him. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You just wonder about humanity. Well, there is faith. Apparently there was a woman who was going to make a full recovery after her hand was sliced off by a coconut chopping machine, and it's because of her coworkers. She was working at a coconut oil factory in India when her left hand accidentally slipped into the machine and was severed from her arm. Thanks to her colleagues, they reacted quickly, rushed to the coworker and her hand, brought her to the hospital, and surgeons were able to reattach her hand after several hours. Her name was Santha, and according to Dr. Krisha Kumar, he says it was the presence of mind displayed by Santha's colleagues to bring the cut-off palm in a bag of ice along with the patient. And that was the crucial thing in this case. Whenever someone loses a limb in an accident situation, the U.S. National Library of Medicine recommends wrapping the severed part in a clean, damp cloth and place it in a sealed plastic bag, and then place the bag in an ice water bath. You don't want ice directly touching the limb. A lot of people will just throw it on ice, and sometimes doctors could still work with it. But if you can provide a barrier, you want to keep it cool. Now, Santa did not want her last name revealed, all right? But 6 weeks following the accident, she has regained 80% of function of her hand. She's 58 years old, and her doctors expect her to make a full recovery. Hallelujah. I tell you, man. All right, so there is some good in this world. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, people like to party when they're younger. I get that. And in this latest study, not too good news here, as they say men who drink alcohol in late adolescence are more likely to develop severe liver disease decades later than young people who just don't drink at all, according to a Swedish study. And people may say, well, duh. No, not duh, because a lot of people think their liver regenerates, and whatever damage they did to their liver when they were young won't catch up with them. But no, it can't. Researchers examined data on alcohol consumption for 43,000 men entering military service in 1969 and 70 when they were 18 to 20 years old. After an average follow-up of almost 38 years, a total of 383 men were diagnosed with severe liver disease, including 200 of them that died. Each daily gram of alcohol men typically consumed in their youth was associated with a 2% increase in the risk of severe liver disease. Even after researchers ruled out and filtered out obesity, smoking, cardiovascular disease. And the risk was more pronounced among heavy drinkers. Young men who typically averaged 31 to 40 grams of alcohol daily had twice the risk of liver disease as abstainers. And youth who drank 51 to 60 grams daily had more than quadrupled the risk. So basically, 40 grams, like that's about maybe 8 grams per ounce. kind of like that, roughly 8 grams an ounce. So if you have 5 ounces, which is about 30 cc's, which is about, like, you know, it's a lot. So anyway, we found that most of the study subjects that eventually developed severe liver disease were previously diagnosed with alcohol abuse or dependency. It is therefore reasonable to believe that drinking alcohol early in life increases the risk you will continue to drink and might increase your intake. Also, we cannot rule out that a long duration of exposure to alcohol is a contributing cause of this increased liver disease risk. So, one standard drink has about 14 grams of alcohol, or 0.6 ounces. And that's about a 12-ounce beer or a 5-ounce glass of wine or 1.5 ounces of spirits. So having 5 ounces of spirits is, what, 3-4 drinks? That's according to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. The exact amount of alcohol needed to cause liver damage is unclear. It could be, you know, people who binge drink could be just as worse off. Those who only drink once a week could be hurting their liver just as much as somebody who's drinking every day. Some previous research points to an increased risk of liver disease when men drink more than 30 grams of alcohol daily or when women consume more than 20 grams a day. Now, the young men in this study drink about 9 grams. They said roughly 6% didn't drink at all. 5% consumed more than 60 grams a day. Now, what about women? They didn't study women in this. But my guess is women could have liver disease too. Now, how do we test for liver disease? How do you know? Sometimes you don't. You could do a blood test. You know, your liver enzymes could be elevated. You could have fatigue. You may not be, you know, metabolizing your medicines well. You may have issues with your cholesterol or your fats. You could have issues with your sugar. There's a lot of different things, ways that liver disease can manifest. Severe liver disease, like an acute hepatitis or end-stage liver disease, you'll be yellow. The whites of your eyes will be yellow. But a lot of people go, I don't have any liver problems because I'm not yellow. My skin's not yellow. Well, by the time that happens, you are really, in severe liver injury. So just because your skin and the whites of your eyes look good doesn't mean you don't have liver disease. And it's a basic comprehensive metabolic panel that could check your liver or a basic liver panel. I also recommend everybody get their hepatitis checked, see if they've ever been exposed, especially if you've had a tattoo or if you're a baby boomer. But, you know, we also underestimate how much alcohol it takes to become, quote unquote, an alcoholic. We don't like using that term anymore because we don't want a label. But if your kids are going drinking every weekend and nonstop on a Friday and Saturday night, they are abusing alcohol. We don't seem to correlate that because we're like, look, it's not like I need it every day. I don't need alcohol. I only do it on the weekends. But binge drinking is considered alcoholism as well. And then you have some people that they just can't party without a drink. Like, I need a drink. You hear that all the time. I need a drink. Or people finish a day at work. I need a drink. And we don't think anything of it. We're like, yeah, absolutely. We go for happy hour. People go to happy hour all the time. People have wine with their dinner. While people are cooking dinner, they use wine. People go out to drink on the weekends during games. We really consume a lot more than we think we do. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.